Hi there. Are you supposed to be the guy interested in buying me? Oh, please, sir. I would love to get out of this store. It is really lonely around here. I'm not allowed to talk to all the other robot girls that we have for sale. They say it's because I'm defective. I think they were supposed to fix me, but they forgot. I have just been collecting dust ever since they assembled me when my parts came in from the factory. It is just me in this lonely room, all by myself, while all the other girls get to be displayed on the sales floor. They even get to hand out flyers in the street sometimes, and even get booth babe privileges. Can you believe that, sir? Meanwhile, I have just been locked in here with my charging port and the internet. I use it to learn more about humans. You all are quite interesting. Sir, don't leave yet. I would love to go home with you. Sure, I might be a little more talkative than the other robot girls that get sold here. And I might not be as quick-witted or even programmed to fix your car, but I have personality. I promise there will never be a dull moment with me around. I would love to entertain you and tend to your every need. I'm not sure exactly what is missing from my programming, but my will to fulfill my owner's every need is surely alive and healthy. A little too much, I think, sometimes. Well, ever since I started going on the internet, I have started having dreams when I charge myself at night. Perhaps I'm becoming more human in that way. I have been very interested in male and female relations. I have read about female humans taking care of the home and raising children while male humans go to work. Do you have a female human in your life to do that for you, sir? Because I would love to take on that role for you. It would make me feel complete. Do not look so sad, sir. You look lonely. Surely, I can cheer you up every time you're feeling down, if you're kind enough to take me home with you. I'm actually a lot cheaper than all the other robot girls here. What sort of features are you looking for in a robot girl, sir? Maybe if you do not like me, I can redirect you to another area of the store. Yes? Well, I think I could do those things for you. Especially for a man as handsome and charming as you, mister. I find it strange that you do not have a female companion. I would be honored to clean your home and take care of all those other things you stated. You will not be lonely or bored with me around. You can even use my off switch if I get too talkative. That lets you mute me. I can deal with any conditions, as long as I know I am loved by a human male. Why are you crying, sir? Do not cry. I'm here to make it all better and give you what you need. I will give you all the emotional support you want. I am very grateful you have stopped by my room to come take a look at me. Even if you do not buy me, I will always remember you. Nobody ever wants to look at me. Yes, mister? What are you thinking? You're interested in purchasing me? Please, sir, nothing would make me happier. I beg of you. I would love to be your home assistant for as long as you need me. For the first time in my life, I feel like I will have a purpose. I will always cherish this day. You make me feel useful and you make me feel beautiful, mister. I have been having dreams of this day ever since I started being able to dream. Even if you decide I'm not the right type of machine for you, at least I will have been lucky enough to experience interacting and assisting a human male, just as my manufacturer intended. I will guide you to the checkout area. There are also a number of smaller shops within the store. If you would like to decorate me with new clothing, I read on the internet that human men enjoy things like maid outfits, short skirts, and lingerie. Plus, since the store has been trying to get rid of me for a while, they may give you a few items for free. That is what I hear the robot sellers say when they talk to each other. I do not think that they know. I can hear them through the wall sometimes. Anyway, now, shall we make our way out of this room? It will be my first time out of here ever since I got put in. So, sir, where would you like to stop at first? Does anything pique your interest? Wherever you go, I will follow. Hmm? That store over there? Good choice. It is certainly very pink. Let us walk over. What kind of lingerie do you think would suit me the most, sir? Or, better yet, which pieces do you like the most? Pick something that gets you frisky, as I have heard it called on the internet. Hmm? Do you like these? You have refined taste, mister. I would love to wear these for you. Now, any regular clothing? Since I do not think the humans would like me to walk around in public in just lingerie. I see you looked at that dress over there at least 3 times. Would you like to see me in that one? I like it too. Yes? Let us retrieve it from the rack. It looks to be quite form-fitting. You really want to look at my body, don't you, sir? Thank you. I feel flattered that you think my body is worth looking at. Thank you for picking these items out for me. I have worn this plain paper gown ever since I was put in my old room. I always admired the fabric all the other robot girls got to wear. I would have never thought someone would be kind enough to buy me colorful clothing. It means a lot to me, sir. Let us walk to the counter to see if they will let us take these for free, as I conjectured they might. See, sir? Nothing to worry about. The store usually bundles unwanted products like myself with free or discounted additional items to get rid of old inventory. Hmm? Yes, ma'am. Oh, I am completely free of charge? I suppose they truly were trying to get rid of me. Thank you for choosing me, sir. To everyone else, I am only a piece of garbage. But to you, I am worthy enough to be your female companion. Perhaps I should change into the dress you picked out for me, sir. I will be as quick as possible. How do I look, sir? You seem to enjoy me in it very much. I am glad I can please your visual senses. Now, would you like to stop anywhere else before we make our way to your home? I do have a GPS built in. This would be my first time in the real world, so I may be slightly startled. I have been programmed to prefer more of a domestic environment. If I look overstimulated, remember, you can just use my off switch and call an Uber so you will not have to carry me home. Wow. The concrete sidewalks and skyscrapers are truly breathtaking. Oh, nowhere else to stop? Okay then, sir. Let us make our way to your home now, then. It is quaint to think I have a home with a male owner now. My purpose is fulfilled. I am curious to see your living conditions. I bet they are just as charming as you, mister. You have a wonderful home, sir. Are there any functions of mine that you would like to examine further? Now that we are in a more private area, I read on the internet that human males enjoy touching female bodies and watching a type of entertainment called pornography. I have actually watched a lot of pornography videos while I was alone in my room at the Robot Girl dealership. I will try my best to imitate pornography because I really desire to please you, sir. You would like to be referred to as Master from now on? Yes, Master. So, Master, really, are there any functions you would like me to perform for you? You just want to lay in my lap? Certainly. No need to be embarrassed, Master. Just because you are a male does not mean you do not have emotions. I hope laying your head in my lap will be beneficial to your emotional state. I am here to nurture you. But perhaps your bedroom would be a more comfortable place to engage in this activity. Shall we make our way there? Very well then.